Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Trump to hold first 2024 rally in Texas this month. Former President Donald Trump will be holding the first rally of his 2024 campaign later this month in Waco. The rally will be held the evening of March 25th in a Republican state where he has a large following, increasing the chances of a packed house. Trump spent the first months of his campaign mostly confined to his Mar-a-Lago club in Florida, but has begun to make visits to early voting states. On Monday, he took his first trip to Iowa, which will hold the Republican Party's first nominating contest. The rally plans come as Trump is facing a series of investigations, including one in New York that appears to be nearing its conclusion. Porn actor Stormy Daniels met Wednesday with Manhattan prosecutors who are investigating a $130,000 hush money payment she received on Trump's behalf. The same day, Michael Cohen, a former Trump attorney who orchestrated the payment, delivered a second day of testimony before a New York grand jury. The payment was made in 2016 as Trump's first presidential campaign was in its final week and Daniels was negotiating to go on television to air her claims of a sexual encounter with Trump a decade earlier. Trump has denied the encounter and blasted the investigation as politically motivated. Daughter of one of three missing women in Mexico hasn't lost hope. The daughter of one of two sisters from Texas who went missing in Mexico along with their friend 3 weeks ago while traveling to a flea market says she hasn't lost hope that they'll be located. We are waiting for them to come back home, Maria Guadalupe Ramirez, 27, told KRGV-TV in Weslaco. The FBI, in a statement Thursday, said that it was unable to comment on the investigation, but said the agency relentlessly pursues all options when it comes to protecting the American people, and this doesn't change when they are endangered across the border. The three women, Ramirez's mother, Marina Perez Rios, 48, Ramirez's aunt, Maritza Trinidad Perez Rios, 47, and their friend, Dora Alicia Cervantes Sainz, 53, were headed to a flea market to sell clothes in the Mexican city of Montemorales in the state of Nuevo León. The state prosecutor's office in Nuevo León has said it is investigating the women's disappearance.
This is Christy, and I'm continuing to read Odessa American for March 15th, 2023. Parks and Rec to host barbecue cook-off. The City of Odessa Parks and Recreation, in partnership with the Odessa Jackalopes, will be hosting its inaugural Barbecue Masters and Cornhole Bracket Battle on March 18th at the Ector County Coliseum. This event will feature March Madness, tailgating with hospitality tents, and five large-screen TVs for guests to watch their favorite college basketball team, the press release detailed. The tailgating section is free and open to the public, and the Jackalopes will have concession stands available for guests. The event will also feature a barbecue cook-off sanctioned by the International Barbecue Cookers Association, one of the first for the Parks and Recreation Department. Barbecue teams can cook three types of meat in the cook-off and will be competing for over $4,000 worth in prizes. Teams will also receive four tickets to the Jackalope Games that night, courtesy of Odessa Jackalopes. Barbecue cook-off. The entry fee for the barbecue tournament is $150 for all meat categories. There will be 31 spots for the cook-off. Teams can be any size. The tray pickup and cooks meeting will happen at 7 p.m. Friday. Turn-in time on Saturday, 12 o'clock p.m. chicken, 1:30 p.m. pork spare ribs, 3 p.m. brisket, meats to be cooked. Half chicken, complete with wing, breast, thigh, and leg. Pork spare ribs, 8 individual pork spare ribs. Brisket, 8 full slices. cornhole tournament. This event also features a cornhole tournament where guests of any skill level are welcome to join the cornhole tournament for $30 and compete for some great prizes. Registration starts at 8:15 a.m. and the tournament begins at 9 a.m. First place prize, custom cornhole boards. Second place prize, cornhole bags and a $75 gift card. Third place prize is a $50 gift card. Proceeds from the barbecue cook-off and cornhole tournament will benefit the City of Odessa Parks Foundation. ECSO arrests juvenile in connection to shooting. On March 14th, the Ector County Sheriff's Office posted on its Facebook page that its Criminal Investigation Division is executing a search warrant in the 1300 block of Whitaker Avenue concerning a murder that happened at 5:47 p.m. on December 19, 2022. ECSO detailed in the post that a male juvenile has been arrested in connection with murder and has been transported to the Ector County Youth Center at this time. The original report from ECSO on December 19th detailed deputies were dispatched to 13953 Firewater Trail in reference to a gunshot victim. During the investigation, it was determined that 19-year-old Jeremiah Padilla was shot and died at the scene. Ella Noel hosting Spring Break Drop-In. If you find yourself with some free time this spring break, you can stop by the Ella Noel Art Museum for Spring Break Drop-In for exhibits, events, and some free books from the Little Free Library. Tuesday was the first day. Admission is free, educator Annie Stanley said. We always try to have something going on or just remind people that we're open because we know a lot of families can't leave for spring break and they're looking for things to do around town, Stanley said. The museum is now in the Presidential Archives at 4919 East University Boulevard. The Ellen Noel is undergoing a revamp and renovation. Stanley said they have been in the Presidential Archives building since September 2022. This is a beautiful building we've settled in. We haven't had to cancel anything. We're doing all the same amount of programming that we did before. I think it's working out really well, she added. A couple of the current exhibits are Thomas Hart Benton and the Navy and Censorship Controversy and Scandal, both of which run through May 28th. Both are on loan from the Navy Art Collection. A book talk is scheduled for 6 p.m. March 23rd for those 18 and older. It's on Boom or Bust, Narrative, Life, and Culture from the West Texas Oil Patch. It will be a discussion with Chris Bartlett, Daniela Garcia, and Edith Vandervoort. A bookmaking workshop is set for 1:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. March 25th. The cost is $50 and spots are limited. It offers a chance to create a unique book that can be used for a travel journal, baby book, or special gift. The instructor is Kate Mahoney, and all supplies will be provided. A wearable art workshop is scheduled for 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. April 15th. $50 registration in advance only. Spots are limited. The next Community Art Day is 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. April 15th, and it's free. It's a chance to help celebrate spring and find out about upcoming summer programs such as TARP and summer art camps. There will be art stations and visits from community partners such as the Odessa High School Harp Ensemble, the Ector County ISD Early Childhood Program, and Basin PBS. A Penguin Random House representative will be on hand April 27th. Discover Odessa launches new mural trail passport. Discover Odessa is launching its new mural trail passport, allowing locals and visitors alike to explore all the vibrant murals popping up around town. The trail passport can be downloaded at discoverodessa.org/mural-trail. Participants can check in at the murals for a chance to win monthly prizes. Visitors and locals will be able to visit a dedicated mobile passport landing page where they can sign up by providing their name, email address, and mobile phone number. A link is then sent to their mobile phone, which opens the passport and directs the user to add the button icon to their home screen where they can access it at any time. There is never anything to download and no app to take up space on a user's phone. We're excited about the rapid growth of the art scene here in Odessa. with so many vibrant and captivating new murals popping up all over town. Discover Odessa is proud to announce the launch of our latest offering, the Mural Trail Passport. The Passport is a fantastic opportunity for both locals and visitors to immerse themselves in the beauty of our city's street art and discover new businesses they may not have encountered before. We want to express our heartfelt gratitude to our partners at Odessa Arts for their invaluable contributions to bringing these vibrant murals to our town. We can't wait for everyone to experience the magic of our mural trail. Monica Schauner, director of Discover Odessa, said in a news release, to celebrate the launch of the mural trail, Discover Odessa has created a Mural Trail Madness photo contest. Participants, a chance to win a grand prize. The contest ends on April 17, 2023. One winner will be chosen to win a $350 Visa gift card, a pair of Mural Fest preview party tickets, and a Discover Odessa goodie bag. The winner will be drawn on April 18, 2023. Here's how you can enter the contest. Visit the Mural Trail Madness Photo Contest giveaway page, discoverodessa.org/mural-trail. Click Enter Contest. Follow instructions on the contest form. Instructions listed below. Download the Odessa Mural Trail Passport. Check in at 5 murals. Upload your photo taken in front of your favorite mural. Earn extra entries by following Discover Odessa on Instagram and Twitter, and subscribe to the Discover Odessa Insider e-newsletter. 5 extra entries per task. This is Christy, and I'm continuing to read Odessa American for Monday, March 20th, 2023. Midland Health LifeSpring Home Care host open house. Midland Health and LifeSpring Home Care and Hospice invite you to attend an open house and ribbon cutting for Midland Health at Home from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. March 20th at 1030 Andrews Highway, Suite 203, Midland. The partnership began in August 2022 to create a seamless home health delivery of care model that is one of a kind in the Permian Basin. The ribbon cutting presentation will start at 11:30 a.m. with the open house following. State and U.S. officials tout spending to plug orphan wells. The Associated Press, Atchafalaya National Wildlife Refuge, Louisiana, stacks of values, networks of pipes and hulking, two-story tall tanks litter parts of swampy landscapes of Louisiana Atchafalaya Basin, rusting relics of sites where oil wells were drilled in the 1970s, an unwanted legacy of the industry that has long helped drive the Louisiana economy. There are among an estimated 2 million unplugged U.S. orphan wells abandoned by the companies that drilled them. There are more than 4,500 such wells in Louisiana, according to the State Department of Natural Resources. The owners can't be found, have gone out of business, or otherwise can't be made to pay in a state where there are decades-long political debates involving legislation and litigation over the environmental effects of oil and gas drilling. The Biden administration plans to tackle the problem nationally with $4.7 billion from the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed in late 2021. Administration officials joined their state counterparts in the Atchafalaya National Wildlife Refuge recently to tout the efforts. The state and federal government, we are left to clean them up because the hazard they present, Martha Williams, director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, said. She was visiting what is known as the B5 well site with Thomas Harris, Secretary of the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources. The Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary Jack Montuset. The abandoned wells can leak oilfield brine and cancer-causing chemicals that are components of crude oil such as benzene. These also can emit methane, a greenhouse gas that's 80 times as potent as carbon dioxide. Discover Odessa, Visit Midland teaming up for bus tour. Discover Odessa is partnering with Visit Midland in celebration of National Travel and Tourism Week 2023 for the sister city bus tour from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. April 29th. Each city, Odessa and Midland, will host the beginning of the tour in this own city, end in their sister city, and head back home. Attendees will tour the attractions that Odessa and Midland both have in common, which are their oldest residence homes and the Bush family homes. They will make four stops throughout the tour and learn about the history behind each local attraction. There will be fun prizes, snacks made from local businesses, and much more. The tour, which is for all ages, will be guided by the Discover Odessa team and Visit Midland team. Discover Odessa is excited to celebrate the 2023 National Tourism Week with Visit Midland. Our objective is to promote each other's cities and things we have in common. Each city tour will feature their oldest resident home and the Bush family home located in their city. Attendees will visit both Midland and Odessa attractions. It will be a day filled with lots of knowledge, fun prizes, and giveaways. Monica Schoner, director of Discover Odessa, said in a news release, the Odessa bus will make stops in the following order: White Pool House, Odessa; the George W. Bush Boyhood Home, Odessa; the Brown Dorsey Home, Midland; the George W. Bush Childhood Home, Midland. Ticket prices: $5 for ages 12 and under, $10 for ages 13 and up. Seating is limited to 50 spots per bus tour. The Sister City Bus Tour in Odessa will load the bus in Odessa Chamber of Commerce parking lot located at 700 North Grant Avenue, Odessa. The future is bright in Ector County, by Ector County Judge Dustin Fawcett. To say that the past several years have been tumultuous for citizens of Ector County and Odessa would surely be an understatement. We've had a once-in-a-century pandemic, once-in-a-century freeze. We've seen our lifeblood commodities of oil and gas go into the negatives, and we have seen a president step into the White House with an agenda putting crosshairs on our fundamental way of life in the Permian Basin. I am proud to say that not only are those days behind us, or than the adversarial relationship with our federal government, but some amazing days, months, and years are clearly ahead. Employment in Ector County skyrocketing, the pandemic, unfriendly federal policy, supply chain, and unimaginable inflation have hit us hard in Ector County. Our unemployment rate skyrocketed to 16% in April of 2020, with our nation and state rates at 13% and 11.8%, respectively. However, as the saying goes, tough times don't last, tough people do. This has never been more evident than the recent report out of the Texas Workforce Commission showing that not only has our unemployment rate dropped to below the state and national average, the Odessa Metropolitan Statistical Area, MSA, is second in terms of employment growth this past year, only behind our neighbors to the east in Midland. Our employment climbed 7% this past year, while the next closest behind us was the Dallas-Fort Worth Arlington MSA at 5.7%. Our community is not only rebounding from these difficult times, but accelerating in an unprecedented positive direction. This is a testament to you, the citizens of Ector County, and your work ethic, families, values, and belief in a better future. Teamwork among entities underway. In addition to these great 2023 economic numbers, this year is going to bring in some tremendous positive changes in terms of cooperation and teamwork between Ector County and many of our community partners. The first of these is an open dialogue with the City of Odessa and their City Council. We hosted a joint meeting alongside the Odessa Development Corporation in February that saw healthy discussion about some of our interlocal agreements. These agreements are contracts between the two entities outlining the cooperation and funding allocations. While this was just the first of many to come, I hope the citizens of Ector County and the City of Odessa are filled with hope that we will continue these dialogues with a solution-oriented mindset as we tackle our community's most pressing issues. Additionally, we have been opening up dialogues that have not taken place in many years in the realms of healthcare, juvenile justice, emergency management, education, broadband access, and many more. I have talked to the department heads and elected officials with Ector County to devise 5-year strategic plans for their offices. My intent is to create a countywide strategic plan to then sync with our partner entities in our community so that we work in lockstep with one another. The citizens of our community expect this type of cooperation and strategic planning, and I am confident that they will see it take place. We have some tremendous leaders in our community with positive visions for their respective entities. Additionally, I have full confidence in our commissioners in Ector County and their respective visions for this community. Our goal is to unify and work as a team on behalf of all citizens in our great county to make our community the best place in this great state to live, work, and raise a family. I ask you, the citizens of Ector County, continue to participate in the public dialogue. We, as community leaders, are only as good as the feedback we receive from our great citizens. Criticism is always welcome, but I encourage you to focus your time and efforts on solutions, not problems. A solution-oriented approach to civic issues is how we take our community to the level we all desire. God bless Ector County. Dustin Fawcett is County Judge of Ector County. Fighting Fentanyl by State Representative Brooks Landgraf. At this time, 187 years ago, Texans were fighting and dying for independence. The Alamo was already lost, and the massacre at Goliad was just weeks away. Texas fathers and sons who left their homesteads behind, undefended from ever-present threat of Comanches, were outgunned and outmanned by the Mexican army, but they were willing to risk everything for liberty. Thankfully for everyone reading this today, General Houston and the Texas Army overcame every setback, claiming victory over Santa Anna's superior forces less than 2 months after declaring independence. Today, Texans are dealing with a new deadly threat that has made its way across the Rio Grande, fentanyl, and just like Santa Anna, who required every Texas prisoner of war to be executed without exception or mercy, fentanyl does not fight fair. This is not another chapter in America's drug war. Fentanyl is poison that can be lethal in small doses. In fact, since Operation Lone Star began in March 2021, the Texas Department of Public Safety has seized more than 361 million lethal doses of fentanyl across the state, enough fentanyl to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States. Fentanyl is not just a drug, it is a form of chemical warfare. In 2021, I was part of the successful effort in Texas legislature to increase state funding for border security to $3 billion for 2022-2023. Now that the legislature is back in session, I am hard at work to make sure we continue prioritizing border security in the state's budget for the next 2 years. I am also working hard to beef up law enforcement's response to the fentanyl crisis and create harsher penalties for fentanyl dealers as a co-author of House Bill 6, House Bill 7, and House Bill 20. If passed into law, House Bill 6 would impose severe and swift punishment for fentanyl-related crimes in Texas. Fentanyl makers, smugglers, and dealers could face up to 10 years in prison, even for these small quantities. House Bill 7 would establish the Legislative Border Safety Oversight Committee to provide recommendations guiding the state's border safety policies and oversight over a newly proposed border protection unit. House Bill 7 would also ensure that the state's border security operations receive necessary funding and legal support to handle border-related legal matters. House Bill 20 seeks to establish the Border Protection Unit, whose officers can arrest, detain, and deter individuals crossing the border illegally, including with the use of non-deadly force. I'm thankful state leaders like Speaker Phelan and Governor Abbott agree that we must act now to protect Texas communities from the ever-growing fentanyl threat. Ultimately, however, the burden of this fight is going to fall on parents and families, on friends and neighbors. It is up to all of us to be aware and keep each other safe. It appears that we cannot rely on the Biden administration to do so. The fight against fentanyl is real, and we are all on the front lines. This lethal drug is infiltrated every community in Texas. My heart breaks after talking with the families of West Texans who have lost their lives to fentanyl. Sadly, I've had several of those conversations in the last few weeks. I'm committed to fighting to secure the border and crack down on smugglers and dealers. I'm committed to protecting the lives of Texans. As Sam Houston said, Texas has yet to learn submission to any oppression, come from whatever source it may. The border and fentanyl crisis will be no different. I'm firmly engaged in the fight, and Texans are going to be victorious. God bless Texas. Brooks Landgraf. Landgraf served District 81, which encompasses Ector, Loving, Ward, and Winkler counties.
This is Jelaine Scott reading from the Midland Reporter-Telegram for March 18, 2023. Dear Abby, this is in response to Living a Soap Opera, January 3rd, the unhappy woman who is married to an alcoholic. She is flattered by the three younger men she's conversing with online. My experience is that when men say they are in a place where you can't meet them, such as stationed far away in the army or on a ship, and they immediately fall in love with you, it's most likely a scam. I'm not saying this to hurt her feelings or deflate her ego, but for the purpose of safety. If they start asking for money, beware. Vulnerable people easily get scammed in this way. Sadly, I know this from experience, so I just wanted to give a heads up. Thankful, I caught on. Dear Thankful, many readers saw red flags in Living's letter, with some pointing out that the in the military scenario is a common one. Living should do as much research as she can on catfishing and these kinds of scams, and never send money for any reason. Readers also recommended she attend Al-Anon meetings if she hasn't been, and look for activity groups locally to add some positivity to her life. Dear Abby, I have been with my husband for 10 years. Last year, his brother's baby mama died, and we are stuck raising his brother's 11-year-old son. I told my husband I don't want to do this, but he refuses to listen. My youngest child is 28 years old. I think he is choosing this over our marriage. Advice? Post parent in South Carolina. Dear post parent, this should not have been a unilateral decision. Why isn't the boy's father prepared to raise his son? Are there other relatives, such as your in-laws, who could step in? If your husband is dead set on going forward over your objection, make clear in advance that because you have raised your children, he will be doing the heavy lifting. Cooking, laundry, homework, supervision, school conferences, etc. for his nephew, and not you. That poor boy deserves to be raised in a loving and welcoming home, so please make an effort to be kind to him. Dear Abby, years ago, my father gave my mother a mink coat and a gold and diamond necklace. Shortly afterward, he left her for another woman. Mom gave me the coat and the necklace because she wouldn't wear them. She passed away several years ago, and now, due to health expenses, I need whatever money the necklace may bring. Am I wrong to sell it? My daughter doesn't want me to, but I don't think she knows the whole story. Letting go in Virginia. Dear Letting Go, because you need the money the necklace would bring, by all means sell it. And when you do, explain to your daughter that while she may consider the necklace to be a treasured heirloom from her grandmother, it's really a reminder of a painful betrayal, and necessity dictates that you unload it now.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.